There are two kind, basic kinds of peaches.
Freestone and the creamstone. Boy, I'm glad you asked me questions like that. I happen to know that.
Freestone and what was the other one?
Cream. They you have to chew it off the pitch, you know.
Okay. Now, you eat an apple and you don't eat all of it, you throw away the what?
Peeling?
Or a
core.
Do you ever have a word for pieces of dried apple?
Schnitz.
The first one has given me that one. That's what I've been after.
The German one, Schnitz.
Yeah.
Boy, we used to have a lot of them. Mother would mix prunes in with them, you know.
Sounds good.
Prunes and shit.
Oh, we used to have that. Sure, my grandmother made it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, sure. These old German people. Now, what kind of nuts can you think of? Just name some.
Oh, there's hickory nuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, butternuts. I haven't seen one of them for a long time.
And the kind that you need at a ball game probably would be the
peanuts.
Okay. Any distinction you'd make between homemade or store-bought
candy?
No, in terms of peanuts here.
Oh, peanut brittle?
Or would you call one goober, for example? You ever hear goober?
No.
Okay. We probably don't have it then.
If I don't hear it the way you you won't pronounce it right around here, I'll say so.
Okay. Well, that's what I want. Complete candid answers. Now, if you had a dozen oranges yesterday and you don't have any oranges today, you might say the oranges are
all gone.
Now, what's all gone?
The oranges are all gone.
Thank you. Now, in your vegetable garden, you'd probably grow what? What kinds of vegetables?
Oh, carrots, lettuce, beets, tomatoes, radishes. Oh, quite a variety.
Now, what was the last one again? I didn't catch.
Radishes. The red ones and the white ones.
Mm-hmm.
Turnips. I know one time we counted, we had 9 different kinds of vegetables.
How about green?
Green beans, peas, which are very good.
Believe it or not, I have a little garden in the back of my house too, and I grow some of these things.
Is that so?
I grow Bermuda. I tried last year to grow a few Bermuda things you slice and put on hamburgers.
Oh.
Bermuda what?
I can't.
Spanish.
I know. Still, I can't think. If you want to grow something nice, you know, with a little space. Just drive a steel post or something in there and plant one tomato plant near there.
Really?
Let them grow up in time and they'll go 6-8 feet high.
Oh my.
Don't need much space. If you like tomatoes.
I had 24 tomato plants last
year. Oh well.
I had tomatoes for the neighborhood. For us, we don't can anything. What do you do when you have beans and you want to take the cover off? What do you call that? You'd have to
pod.
The act though of doing what to the beans?
Shelling them?
Yeah. Now, do you grow onions too?
Yes, sure.
What kind?
The red ones and the white ones. I don't just know what they call them. I don't care for them. My wife likes them.
Do you ever hear call them shallots or scallions or anything?
No. Never just plain onions.
Okay. And how about the kind of beans that are very flat?
Lima beans? We have some what they call the pole beans, but I don't put no poles up. I just drive a few steel posts in and stretch a woven wire up and let them go on that.
You call green beans and string beans the same thing?
Yeah.
Or snap beans?
Yeah. No, I never call
it's green snap. String beans. Mm-hmm.
You ought to be able to ask some of those questions, Carol.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. You're doing all right.
You're doing fine. How about the edible tops of turnips and beets and dandelions? You ever eat the tops? Any special word for it? Cooked up some...
Dandelion?